Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Calm and Confident. Today, we're diving into something that's super relatable, right? We're talking about time management, or more specifically, how to tame the clock so it doesn't feel like it's constantly running over us. Ever felt like you're drowning in a sea of DDoS, with your stress levels rising faster than a rocket ship? You know that feeling when you swear there are just not enough hours in the day? Well, let me tell you, you're not alone. But guess what? We can totally turn this around. By mastering some effective time management techniques, we can not only reduce our stress, but also crank up our efficiency and actually get stuff done. Now, before we dive into the nitty-gritty, remember, time management isn't about squeezing every last minute out of your day like a lemon. It's about making conscious choices about how you spend your precious time so you can focus on what truly matters. Think of it like this. You're the CEO of your own life, and you get to decide where your energy and attention go. Sound good? Awesome. Let's unpack 5 killer techniques that will change your game. First up, we have prioritization. Seriously, guys, learn to differentiate between what's a must-do and a nice-to-have. Imagine you're standing in front of Mount Everest. Are you going to try and climb every peak at once? No way. You focus on the most important summit first. Do this with your tasks. Identify your top priorities, tackle those head-on, and don't be afraid to delegate or even say no to less crucial things. Next up, let's talk about time blocking. Ever noticed how some days just seem to slip away? That's because we often jump from task to task without a clear plan. Time blocking is your secret weapon against the chaos. Dedicate specific blocks of time for certain activities like checking emails, brainstorming, or working on that big project. It's like scheduling meetings with yourself and holding those appointments sacred. Number 3. The power of breaks. Now, I know what you're thinking, more breaks, Dylan. I don't have time for breaks. But hear me out. Taking strategic breaks actually boosts your productivity. Step away from your desk, go for a walk, listen to your favorite song, or just close your eyes and breathe for a few minutes. This recharges your brain, reduces mental fatigue, and helps you come back with fresh energy and focus. Now, let's talk about eliminating distractions. We live in a world of constant notifications, emails pinging, social media buzzing, the news screaming at us. It's like trying to concentrate while riding a roller coaster blindfolded. Find ways to minimize these distractions. Turn off notifications, put your phone on silent, or even use website blockers if you're prone to getting sucked into online rabbit holes. Finally, my friend, remember self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are nice. It's about nourishing your physical and mental well-being so you can show up as your best self. Get enough sleep, eat nutritious food, move your body, and spend time doing things that bring you joy. When you take care of yourself, you have more energy, focus, and resilience to tackle anything life throws you away. Okay, picture this. You're at work, deadline looming, inbox overflowing, and suddenly you feel that familiar panic rising. But wait. You remember our time management techniques. First things first, you take a deep breath and assess. What are the top 3 tasks that absolutely need to get done? Boom, prioritization in action. Then, you block out specific time slots on your calendar to tackle those priorities. No more jumping between tasks like a pinball. You're focused, efficient, and feeling in control. Now, let's recap. Prioritize your tasks, schedule dedicated blocks of time for activities, take regular breaks to recharge, eliminate distractions, and never forget the power of self-care. Think about it, you've got this. By implementing these techniques, you'll not only reduce stress and increase efficiency, but also reclaim control over your time. And remember, progress isn't always linear. Some days will be smoother than others. But keep at it, celebrate your wins. Learn from your setbacks, and most importantly, be kind to yourself along the way. So, what are you waiting for? Go out there and start crushing it. Share this episode with a friend who could use a time management boost. Leave a review if you found it helpful, and join the conversation on social media. I'm at Dylan Brooks on Twitter and Instagram. Until next time, stay calm, stay confident, and keep rocking your world.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.